Once upon a time, my darling maman told me that we humans need stories more than we need food. I was 7 years old, and we were engaged in an epic battle of wills over pain au chocolat and school homework. Madame Bonheur, who owned the boulangerie next to maman's dress shop, had just baked a fresh batch of the chocolate pastries, and their scent was wafting through the open door on the breeze. How was I supposed to concentrate on my homework, writing a story about what I had done at the weekend, when the tantalizing aroma was sending my taste buds into such a frenzy? But maman would not be budged.
"We need stories more than we need food," she said again,
twisting my long hair into a plait and handing me a pencil. "The story of my weekend is very sad," I wrote at the top of the page. "Now I know how Cinderella felt when her evil stepmother told her she could not go to the ball." But I was to learn the truth of Maman's statement just a few months later, when the demons that had plagued my papa for so long caused him to take his own life.